thank you, Strike, I said. I accept. And then I impulsively hugged Strike. It actually squeaked in surprise. We unhugged, Strike bowed again, and then returned to ranks just as another Oban came forward. And another. And another. It took a long time to hear each greeting and offer of assistance and to accept each offer. I can honestly say there was never time better spent. When it was done, I stood in front of 100 Oban again, this time each a friend. And I bowed my head to them and wished them well and told them I would see them after. Then I headed back toward the operations room. General Gaw was at the bottom of the stairs waiting for me. I have a position for you on my staff, Zoe, if you ever want it, he said. I laughed. I just want to go home, General. Thank you all the same. Some other time, then, Gaw said. Now I'm going to preside over this contest. I will be impartial when I'm observing it. But you should know that inside I'm rooting for the Oban, and that's something I never thought I would say. I do appreciate it, I said, and headed up the stairs. Hickory met me at the door. You did what I hoped you would do, Hickory said. I regret not volunteering myself. I don't, I said, and hugged Dickory. Doc bowed to me. I nodded back. And then I approached the Khonsu. You have my answer, I said. So I have, the Khonsu said. And it surprises me, human. Good, I said. And the name is Zoe. Zoe Booten Perry. Indeed, the Khonsu said. He sounded amused at my cheekiness. I will remember the name, and have others remember it as well. Although, if your Oban do not win this contest, I do not imagine we will have to remember your name for long. You'll remember it for a long time, I said, because my friends down there are about to clean your clock. And they did. It wasn't even close.